I think that is a shame that we are here talking about a suspension for a coach over conditioning when part of the administrative process in this just had a player puke twice at a practice and then was forced to continue his conditioning and miss after the fact. That's a double standard that cannot happen. I also think it's very dangerous, the precedent you're setting for other coaches, because whose coaching job is safe if any kid that goes down, now you can be removed as a coach?